From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Trump wins, Sanders leads in West Virginia. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is projected to be the winner of Tuesday's West Virginia primary election. Early returns have Senator Bernie Sanders ahead of frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Voters in Nebraska also voted Tuesday. Polls in that state are slated to close at this hour. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. Elizabeth Trudeau is a State Department spokeswoman.
The Department of Defense conducted a freedom of navigation operation in the South China Sea, specifically in the region of Fiery Cross Reef in the Spratly Islands, to uphold the rights and freedoms of all states under international law and to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea.
Elizabeth Trudeau. The Obama administration is accusing China of continuing to impose high taxes on U.S. chicken exports and refusing to comply with orders to follow global trading rules. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman said Tuesday the White House is mounting a challenge to China at the World Trade Organization, demanding that it abide by WTO rules. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. That decision means the Senate will take up a vote Tuesday on putting Ms. Rousseff on trial. Her lawyers have launched a last-minute effort to head off that action, appealing to the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings. The president is accused of manipulating state funds to hide the state of the country's finances during her 2014 reelection campaign. She says her opponents are attempting a coup. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan, late this month. If he does, he will become the first U.S. president to go to the city where American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb used in war in 1945. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons.
The White House says the president will visit Hiroshima with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe toward the end of a May trip to Vietnam and Japan. The head of Bangladesh's leading Islamist party was executed Wednesday on charges of genocide and war crimes linked to the nation's war for independence in 1971. The nation's law minister says Motia Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, was hanged at Dhaka Central Jail. Several former NATO chiefs said in a letter to the Daily Telegraph newspaper that a British exit from the European Union would give aid to the West's enemies and would lead to a loss of British influence. The signatories were Peter Carrington, Javier Solana, George Robertson, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, and Anders Fogh Rasmussen. In a separate letter to the Times newspaper, 13 former U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense and National Security Advisors warned of dire consequences if Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Disagreements in France's ruling Socialist Party over a labor reform bill could force the government to face a no-confidence vote. Because the party was unable to reach a compromise on the measure, the government said Tuesday it would force the bill through the lower house of parliament without a vote. The conservative opposition responded by filing a censure motion, which will force Prime Minister Manuel Valls to defend his pro-business policies and face a no-confidence vote. A former North Korean military chief, who South Korea said was executed for corruption and other offenses, has resurfaced alive. North Korean media reported Tuesday that Army General Ri Yong-gil has been appointed to prominent positions in the country's Central Committee, the Politburo, and the Central Military Commission. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling on Turkey to allow independent investigators to probe reports of human rights abuses in the country's southeast. The call from Zayd Raad al-Hussein comes as European leaders press Turkey to halt the flow of refugees into Europe, while at the same time pushing it to reform anti-terrorism laws that opponents say are increasingly used against government critics. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.